कबीरा खड़ा बाजार में, कबीरा खड़ा बाजार में, आई स्टैंड एट द क्रॉस रोड्स ऑफ लाइफ. Kabir, I stand on the crossroads of life with a flame of love in my hands. Only those who dare to destroy their ego can hope to follow me.
Kabir is something very special, not only in India, but all over the world. It was about 500 years ago he lived. And to this day, there is debate. Is he a Muslim or is he a Hindu? And again he says, I am not a Hindu, not a Muslim. I belong to everyone. And he was a person who was completely unlettered. He did not know how to read and write.
Kabir says his samadhi is Sahaj Samadhi. He says, I meditate with open eyes. I meditate with open ears. I meditate with open heart. And it is through this opening of my own eyes, external eyes, I open my inner eye. And when my inner eyes open, what I see outside becomes even greater. So he says, jin dhunda tin paya, gehre pani pait.
People from students in North India, in Punjab and Haryana, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, we all study Kabir in school when you are at 10 years old, 11 years old, and so did I. And they are taught, and sometimes you feel, yes, it's easy to remember some of his metaphors, but really not many people are deeply touched by it. So for me, fortunately, I rediscovered him in Canada at the age of 35.
There is a Sufi story. He says, a lover knocks at the door of the beloved, and she says from the inside, who's there? And he says, it's me. And the door remains closed. And then a year later or so, he comes again and knocks at the door and she asks, who is there? And he says, it's you. And the door is opened. So he says, Kabir says the same thing. Jab main tha, tab tu nahi. Ab tu hai to main nahi.
He came from the lowest caste of the weaver caste. He was a weaver. And to the last day of his life, he continued to weave, not make much money out of it, but he felt that the God, he said, God is a weaver. And he so many allusions to weaving and pottery and farming, because he was a person of the people. And many people, Orthodox Hindus, Orthodox Muslims, were sometimes riled up by him because he would make fun of them. He felt that there's not a true religion, not true spirituality.
I write letters to my beloved as though she lived in another land. How I forget that she lives here, in my eyes, in my heart, receiving messages of my love at all times. Priyatama ko patiyan likhu, jo koi hoye videsh.
It's quite amazing that the poet who's most popular in the world, particularly in the Western world, is Jalaluddin Rumi. A 13th century Persian poet. It's quite amazing that he'll be so popular in the USA. And now I feel that it's my life's mission to make Kabir to be known all over the world. I feel his poetry, his allusions, his metaphors, his messages of love and human unity, they transcend all race and color and nationality. And he speaks really to the heart of man and to the divine heart of man and human beings.